Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shekwan Nettingham, and today it's part two of our conversation with the Perry City Administrator, Sven Peterson. So Sven, yesterday you talked about some projects that were going here in the city of Perry with the downtown phase one project and also the municipal airport and the taxiway. Obviously, it was recently announced there's some big corporations moving here into the city of Perry. ADL Axles will have their North American headquarters here in town. And then also JBS USA will be opening a plant and eventually we'll get to 500 jobs as their goal. And so why don't you talk about how this all came about?
You bet. And I don't know that we've really talked about ADR Axles.
Right.
The Italian company that identified Perry as their home for the North American headquarters for the assembly and distribution of their axles from ag equipment, possibly getting into road equipment for road trailers. They were in town this week. They are fantastic people, just amazing family. Third generation is now leading the company, so it really fits into what we have here in town with all of these really great family-owned companies and a lot of history with that. So the ADR project is going to be about 35 to 50 jobs starting out plans for expansion as they get established and grow their North American marketplace. So that's a very exciting project and wonderful things to come with that. And then kind of in the midst of that, we were having discussions with JBS on potentially having a new location in Perry with, like you said, up to 500 jobs, starting out with 250 on the first shift and then working into adding a second shift to get up to about 500 jobs. So very exciting. It's a very different project than what Tyson's operations were. Okay. So that's been a lot of the conversation, kind of talking through, well, is this just going to be another Tyson situation? And from everything I've learned and studied, researched, background checks, it is a very different operation in general, very different company. So very exciting, but they're going to be making fresh sausage here in town. And part of what they're going to be processing is going to be harvested in the facility. Looking at about 900 head of hogs a day coming through, which is about a tenth of what Tyson was processing at their plant. So a much smaller scale, much smaller footprint for what they will be processing and much smaller numbers as far as what's going through the plant. So that will be about half of the product they're processing, and then the other half will be trimmings from some of their other plants around the Midwest that will get brought in and mixed up with the protein that's harvested within the plant. So scale is very different from 9,000 hogs a day approximately to 900, working up to that 1,800, 2,000 mark, and then very, I think, manageable number of jobs. And when looking at this, we were really looking at the displaced workers from Tyson and the number of folks that we have a hunch or know that are still living in Perry, but they're commuting 30, 40 minutes or an hour or two, trying to get those people to be able to find jobs and find a career back within Perry so that they're not having to travel so far. I've heard stories of people driving up to 2 hours a day to get to a new job. Some folks that were displaced from Tyson are renting an apartment in another community that's 3 or 4 hours away that are staying with a small group of people, kind of pooling their money and carpooling back and forth on the weekends. So they're living out of town during the week, coming home on the weekends. So from a community standpoint, we want those folks back in Perry, being able to live and work, raise their families. And what I'm really, you know, what's been on my mind too, is that also is really going to help those families. That's an hour, 2 hours or more every day, or even being home during the week, that those families will get to be spending that time together instead of on the road. So very excited to be able to have this opportunity for Perry. The leadership at JBS has been really incredible to work with. The CEO of JBS USA was in town for about 2 days, which is not something he usually does, but he's very passionate about this project. That's awesome. And when they came and visited Perry a time or two, it it really, I think, left a very good impression on them that this is a place that they think that they can grow their business and also give back to the community. They're very aware and cognizant of all of the events that affected Perry last year. And, you know, they were very thoughtful in looking at those and considering that in the scope of other communities, other states. We were actually up against two other states for this project. And we were able to not only bring those jobs to Perry, but bring those jobs to Iowa. So a lot of effort from a lot of different people went into bringing this project. Molly and our staff, Josh Webker, provided a lot of insight in the planning process and public works process of utilities, things like that. The Greater Dallas County Development Alliance was a huge help in all the economic development projects we do. The state was a great resource as well. And Perry Economic Development was really able to help tell Perry's story and sell the community. And folks from the partnership pitched in. It was This type of project is not just a one or two person type of deal. It's a very much a team approach to be able to get all of the information needed together to get to the company. So feel very excited moving forward. So kind of future next steps of this process is going through planning and zoning and then going to city council in July, possibly into the early August. But they want to be actually... JBS and ADR Axles have a very similar timeline. They both want to be moving dirt late summer, early fall, and then hopefully getting foundations in to be able to get buildings starting to go up into the winter months. Both of them actually want to be operational by the end of next year. So it's definitely going to be a wild time of construction out there, and really looking forward to seeing those projects come to life. Another important point with this comes the availability and opportunity to apply for state funding for infrastructure improvements. So we're going to be looking at paving L Avenue, which is the gravel road that circles around east and then heads south around the ITC location, right at that T intersection with Casey's and ITC right in the industrial park. So we're going to be looking at paving that road down to these locations, along with bringing water, sewer, other infrastructure with that. And then another part of it is obviously with jobs and industry comes traffic. So this is also going to help us get funding to look at traffic safety improvements to the Willis and 141 intersection, which, you know, with the growth out there, growth in town and in the industrial park between Percival's expansion and adding a few employees, Casey's coming in. Traffic coming in and out. And with these new companies, we'll be able to look at traffic control at that intersection and really make that a much safer experience coming into town. So very relieved and excited. This is a wonderful opportunity for us to be able to get some funding to help make those intersection improvements, extend our infrastructure to really facilitate additional growth out at the industrial park area, really open up a few hundred more acres to development opportunity for folks to come in and locate a business here, grow our job base. You know, feels like a big mountain to climb trying to get back to the 1,300 jobs that we lost last year. But I could have never imagined that we'd be having these types of opportunities within a year of the plant closure. It's really a wonderful opportunity for us to get some of those jobs back and rebuild our job base back, get folks back living and working in Perry, and hopefully attracting more folks to Perry to live.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And all this, just with everything else you guys are going, I do love, is it the Frog Creek? What's the, where the ponds are at? Are
these... Oh, right there on Iowa Street. The Iowa Street Wetland Project.
That's right. Yeah. And I'm seeing a lot more people walk out there.
Yeah. You know, almost every morning or night when I'm coming home, going to work or coming home, I see people out there and I love seeing that. Important note on that. I just noticed that some of the grass is turning. So they did put down a temporary seed last fall because I'm starting to see it go brown and want people to be aware that that's intentional.
Okay.
It's to get the permanent seeding in place.
Awesome. Again, lots of information here from the Perry City Administrator, Sven Peterson. So Sven, thank you so much for detailing everything. Always enjoy our conversations.
Same here. It's always fun to come out.
Absolutely. Again, that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.